Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omid Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Tes, and we're in the very top row. We had started Sif Yud yesterday. Sif Yud, we had discussed whether you're allowed to go and strain clear water or wine. So the Mechaber told us you're allowed to go and strain clear water and wine. And the Ramah had said, Afa Pishei Shlo Kismin Dakin, even though you may have some impurities in it, brought down from the smog, that since it's really potable, it's drinkable without any difficulty by most people in that situation, therefore it is considered acceptable. So there actually is a Chofetz Chaim that we're now going to look at in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Ho'ul Ru'uyin. So he says that's for normal people, but what about if somebody's a fussy person? Umishahu Istinus, he's a very delicate type of a person, and he wouldn't drink that. The Evshol Mishtehochi, and he, unlike the majority of people, would not drink this if it has these kismin inside it or other impurities inside the wine. So he says, Evshol Afteruba the Inche Lokop de Klal Lorminum Butla Daito. Chofetz Chaim suggests that even though the majority of people would drink it, you can't say that he's butl to all of them, and therefore for him it would be Aser, because for him it would be Borer. And he brings us down the name of the Prima Godim. The issue footnote number 44 says, Istinus, in regards to this din, is somebody bringing down the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and also as well, Nusin Karlit Shlita, L'Havda B'chayim L'chayim, Shu Mishenu Shosa Osam Afilu B'Shasat Chak, somebody that wouldn't drink that, even if it was really thirsty, and there was nothing else to drink. We're not talking about somebody dying, but we're talking about somebody who's thirsty, and there's no other drink available other than this drink with the impurities, he still wouldn't drink it. That's the definition of an Istinus. The issue foot number 45 brings down that this Isser over here for an Istinus to strain what other people would normally drink as is, so Yadash Zatzal brings down, as well as Nissan Karlit Shlita, Shein Welem the Rabbanan. It's only Nissan Rabbanan. He adds, Umishihu Istinus, Verotze Lisnon Abor Acher Shenu Istinus. You're the Istinus, and for yourself, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. But what about doing it for somebody else who's not an Istinus? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure, Imrashai Hula Asus Kain. He's likewise unsure, Imrashai Mishainu Istinus, Livra Viristinus. Somebody else that would drink it straight, and therefore is allowed to strain it for himself, is he allowed to go strain it for an Istinus? He brings down from the Shelis Chuvus Maram Shik, who suggests Shemisha Eino Istinus Rashoy Lusanin Abur Istinus, that somebody who's not an Istinus could go and strain it for an Istinus. However, She'ein Hu Somech As Yodo Lahatu, but he's not necessarily willing to give this as a heter. The issue foot number 46 brings down Odom She'eino Shos Yomayim El Imkei Mistanim Bamareches Litior Mayim Mitame Lavoy Uchadome, somebody that doesn't ever drink unfiltered water. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Osir Lo Lishtamesh Bebars Hamuchubil Amarechazu Mishum Sha'avabi Shapsolis Hagoremis Latam Enu Nikeres Klal, even though the bad taste over here that is in this water that he always drinks with a filter over here is not something that's mamoshus, you can't detect it. Nevertheless, since the tam is changed via this filter, so then it is changed somehow via the strainer by the filter over here, and therefore he's borer, the bad taste inside of it from this water, and therefore it's also mishum borer. And this is also the opinion of Vosner. However, Nissan Karolish Shlita says, She'ein b'kach mishum borer. He says there's nothing that's really being borer over here, because the pesolus is not nikeres b'mayim. This is consistent with what we said the other day. Something that is borer has to be recognizable that you're separating from it. And therefore, this is not really recognizable, and Nissan Karolish Shlita says it's not borer. Now we go to the top line, the Mechaber, and he writes, Avo Besuder, if you want to go strain water or wine with a kerchief of some sort, yesterday we were talking about a mishameris, that's like a strainer, but here we're talking about using a kerchief, Mayim also mishum libun. You're not allowed to use this kerchief over here to strain water because you're actually cleaning the suder over here by doing so, that's a isur of libun, of whitening, of cleaning. And yayin, ushar mashkim mutu, but therefore wine and other mashkim, they're permissible because there's no inyan of cleaning them. You don't clean a kerchief with wine. Mishnah Berurah explains this of Kut Lamed Vav. It's forbidden over here, lesanin, to go and strain it over here with this kerchief. Afilu mayim tzlulim lagarmi, even if they're absolutely clear of water, because it's not a problem of borer. Umayri b'she'en omeid muchal l'chach. It's not designated. This kerchief is a regular kerchief. It's not designated for straining. The lav hachi dino k'meshameris, because otherwise it would have the din of the meshameris. So here you have a problem because of libun. Sivkot Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sharyaso Zeo Kibuso, by soaking it over here in the water, that is its whitening, that's its cleaning. And this is the opinion, Ken Kosev of Beis Yosef, the beer of Divrei HaTur. This is the Beis Yosef explaining the Tur. However, v'amogin Avraham v'agro, both the Mogin Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, maske de lo amrina mazeh shriyoso zehu kibuso. They disagree with this Beis Yosef's explanation of the Torah, and they hold that just soaking it over here is not considered laundering it. Kivan she'ena lav lichlo, because this kerchief isn't dirty. Uchalilel b'simin shin beis, siv beis. As we've already previously learned, it's only called the problem over here if it's dirty. Vikar tama iser, and therefore the iser over here is mishum diyocho lovo lide libun. Because you may come to laundering it. What does that mean? Dainu aide schita, because when you go and squeeze out, after you strained it over here, use the kerchief as a strainer, so then you may come to squeeze it out. Masha'en came be mishmeris, as opposed to a real strainer, shasui lekach, that you don't mind if it's wet because it's made for the purposes of getting wet, and lo yovol l'sochto, and you're not going to go and squeeze it out. And therefore, v'uhadin besuder im haya omein muchan lakach, and therefore it would be permissible as well with a kerchief if that's the purpose of the kerchief, because you don't care that it's getting wet via the straining over here, v'chanal, as we've just explained. Now, the issue foot number 42 brings down the understanding a little bit further of the Magen Avraham and the Gra as to why they disagree with the Beis Yosef's explanation of the Tor. And they write, the Magen Avraham asks over here on the Beis Yosef, im kidvarov, if the Beis Yosef is right in his understanding of the Tor, shasi b'sh osratul sani mayim besudar himishum shriya, so zehu kibuso, is it because of the laundering over here of the kerchief? Then, madua, he says, mutur l'saninim b'mishmeres, why are you allowed to use it with a strainer? Therefore, the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon say over here that the Torah's understanding is according to the Rishonim, Sheshriyas Beged Noki B'mayim Emba Melabein. As we pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, there is no Isser according to these Rishonim of cleaning a clean garment. And therefore, when he writes, Mishum Melabein, it's a chashash shemali achar hasinun. After you've strained the kerchief, you've used the kerchief as a strainer to clear the water, yischo tamisane nesasuda. The one who's doing this will now squeeze out, he'll squeeze the water out of the kerchief because he doesn't want the kerchief to be wet. V'yavar alisim melabein. And that's how we'll be over the issue of melabein, because the squeezing is what makes it melabein, not the getting it wet. By Mishmeris, however, lo choshu sheyischo, we're not concerned that you're going to go and squeeze out the strainer over here, because that's what its purpose is. And a person's not makbid on that being wet. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes in Sifkot Lamed Ches, but wine would be allowed using the kerchief because you don't clean the kerchief with wine. Midas taz lekamen besov simin shinchof mashma desover dedavka b'yayin odom. Therefore, you're talking here about red wine. Abul b'yayin lovin also l'sanik ha'mayim. But if it's white wine, then you could argue white wine you do clean something with, and therefore it would be forbidden. That's the opinion of the taz. The Mishnah Berurah says, however, abul ha'elya rabba cholik olav ayin sham. The elya rabba disagrees and says there's no difference between white wine and red wine. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chav Tes, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that the Sefer Yireim from Relez and Remitz also holds the Beschitas Yayin Shayach Libun. There would be a concern if you squeezed it out, but in general, he says, Ein Shriyosom Mishum Kibus. Just soaking it, even with white wine, would not be an Isser of Kibus. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lama Tes says it's mutter to do so. The Lo Shayach Bu Shem HaYitzchot. We're not concerned over here about squeezing it out. Shein HaBegin Miskabes U'Mislabin HaYodim. Because the garment doesn't really get any cleaner by putting red wine on it. Bavilum Timsi Lomer Degam HaYodim Mislabin Ketzas. And even you want to say, well, technically, you will get some of the dirt out even soaking it in red wine. Mekomokum Lo Chayshim L'Schita. We're not concerned that you're going to go squeeze the garment out after with its kerchief out afterwards. Deino Choshish L'Sochtum. We're not concerned about this. Deino Yochol L'Nakosto Me because even if you get the red wine out of it, it's still going to have the aroma of wine on it and the appearance of a wine stain on it, and therefore you're not going to do this. And because of the wine that may be absorbed in the garment, that you'll squeeze it out to get that wine out, people aren't that desperate for some wine over here that they're going to squeeze out this kerchief strainer over here to go get a little bit of extra wine to drink. Mechaber continues and writes, Vim heim achurim, if these liquids over here are so muddy, so to say, they're so impure that they're not drinkable the way they are, and this is true, bein mayim, bein yayin, whether it's water or whether it's wine, also l'saninam, then you wouldn't be allowed to strain them, because now we don't have the argument that they were edible, potable beforehand, and you're just making it a little bit better for yourself. Here, it's not edible beforehand, and therefore it's forbidden to go and strain it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Mem, Mishum Borer. This is an Isser of Borer. And this will be true, Ubeim Mishameres, Ubeim Mesudarim. And this will be true whether you're using the strainer or whether you're using a kerchief. He says, Umayri Biachurim Legamri. We're talking here about it's really totally undrinkable. It's so muddy, so to say. The Lo Mishtase Hochi Kla, you can't drink it at all. Because the Ilu Be'ochur Kitzas, if it's only a little bit muddy, so to say, the Evshod Mishtase Hochi, and it is drinkable that way, albeit it's a little bit muddy, albeit achruba the in shekop de shalolish tosablistinum, but most people would not drink it that way. It is drinkable, but most people would not drink it that way without straining it. So then ain isa rak bimashmeris. Then it would only be forbidden using the formal strainer over here. Avol besudarim, but the kerchiefs, the ain der zerech lisanim, because that's not the normal way that you do it. You would be allowed to use these slightly muddy, drinkable, but not really easily drinkable beverages over here. You would be allowed to strain them with a kerchief, for example, these wine and other beverages. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, however, according to the Rambam, Ulaha Rambam, Bimashmeres Osur Afilu Mayim V'yayin Slulim, the Rambam is more machmer over here. He says that the Mashmeres, the strainer over here, is Osur even for water and wine that are clear. The first opinion that we brought down the Mechaber at the end of yesterday's share, and we read it over quickly again today at the beginning of the share, says that for clear water and wine, which are really perfectly drinkable, and you're only straining them to make them a little bit better, so that was permissible according to the first opinion. But the Rambam says that's not permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkot Mem Aleph. The time munira, the reasoning behind the Rambam's more machmir stance, is mishum shelo yaseh kider shuose b'chol, because this is uvda d'chol. This is the same way you do it on a weekday. Uladina halacha kider rishona. But the Mishnah Berurah says, based upon the Arzurah, we don't paskin like this Rambam. We paskin like the more lenient first opinion. The Mechaber further adds from the Rambam, v'afilu besudarim, according to the Rambam, even the kerchiefs lo itiru ela bitzlulin. They only allowed the kerchief to be used if the water was clear already itself. Aval lo bachurim, but not if it's muddy at all. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Karton Membeis. Hainu af biachurim ktsas, even if it's a little bit muddy over here, a little bit of impurity in it. The ilu biachurim legamre, because if you're dealing over here with totally undrinkable beverage, hello, afal deri shonasur, then we brought it down already, v'chanal, as we already explained, that even according to the more lenient first opinion, that still would be also to strain it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins in this regard over here, bezeh tov lo chosh l'divrei Rambam. Here, in the second aspect, we do paskin like the Rambam, or at least we should be concerned with the Rambam's shita and not do it if the water is not clear. Then the Mechaber continues and writes, v'yayin migito, if you have freshly fermented wine that just came out of the press, kolzman shu toses, as long as it's still fermenting over here. The Rambam explains toses, pirishanira kiroseh, it looks like it's bubbling, it looks like it's boiling still. So in other words, it's still early in the process and it's fermenting. So then, torev chavis bishmoreha, v'nosin l'toch hasuda, you'll have to go stir up the container of wine with all of its dregs inside of it, and then pour it over a filter, over this suda, this kerchief over here, to get out the dregs. That is allowed. Why is that true? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Gimel, Pirush, Sha'oz kol hayenos achurim, v'shosu nosom b'shimreyem v'ein kantikun, because it's perfectly potable, it's drinkable this way, and most people will drink it this way, and you're now pouring it over this strainer over here is just to make it better for you. But it perfectly was drinkable beforehand. And therefore, this is not considered a significant tikkun, debalav hachi mishtasi, because you would drink it anyway. And therefore, v'akei nafilu kishu torfa v'nasa ochor, and even if you stir it up over here and make it even muddier, so to say, you make it even more recognizable that it's not clear, kitzolul domi. We still halachically view it as if it's clear and it's drinkable, and therefore, by straining it, you're not doing a significant tikkun to it, and it's not called bore, and it's allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Daled says you can pour it over the suda, over the kerchief. Zelda das Rambam. That's according to the Rambam. And according to the Arishona, which is more meiko, you could even do it. Afilo b'mishmer shor, you could even do it with the strainer. Sif Yud Aleph, Mechaber writes, Kishim esanin en hayayim besuda, when you are going and straining the wine over here with a kerchief, tzorich lizor, one has to be careful, shlo yaseh guma basudor lekabel hayayin. One should be careful not to, so to say, make a hollowed out cavity over here in this kerchief to collect the wine, so to say, within this cavity of the kerchief, but just keep the taut and pour it right on top of it. And the reasoning for this is mishum shinoi, that you should do it in some sort of an unusual way. You shouldn't do it the same way you do it during the week. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkotin Memhei, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, we are dealing with a mashke ochur kitzas, with a slightly turbid, a slightly muddied type of a beverage over here. Avo kishimestanin bo yayin solu, but if you were to use perfectly good wine, the mutal asanim mimishmeris, that you'd be allowed to go and even strain it with a regular strainer, apisuder ain sor shum shinoi, then you don't have to worry about making a cavity over here. You're allowed to use a strainer. You can even use the kerchief over here with a cavity in it. So when the Mechaber said over here, you have to be careful not to make a cavity, we're talking about that it's slightly muddy, a turbid type of a wine. Sifyud Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kol mokum shemut l'sanein yayin besudar, any place where you are permitted to go and strain the wine using a kerchief, mutu l'sanino, you're likewise allowed to go and use a kfifa mitzris, to go and strain it over here with a kfifa mitzris. A kfifa mitzris is some sort of a wicker basket. As the Ramah explains, Pirush, kupa, a basket, sha'osim min ha'gome, with these wicker reeds, umimine arava, or from a type of arava, a willow. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Mem Zayin explains, Bola Rabos Ladei Rishona, the Mechaber is coming to tell us over here, according to the first more lenient opinion that we just brought down, that here, afilu yayin, shu ochur kitzas, the arsul asanam v'mishmeres, v'chanal, as we've already explained, that you're not allowed to go take this slightly turbid, muddy wine and use a mishmeres for that. Nevertheless, over here, afilu hachi, in our situation, mutal asanam v'chifa mitzvah, you would be allowed to go and strain it using this wicker basket over here. Sheina asuya l'shamer bo b'mosachol, because it's not normally used over here as a strainer. And likewise, v'chein mayim, you'd be allowed to go and strain water. Bein slulin, bein achurim b'mikzas, whether it's clear water or even it's slightly turbid. Mutu l'sanin al yada, you would be allowed to go and use this kfifa mitzris to go and strain it. Mr. Boris of Kotten Memches tells us the kfifa mitzris, v'osu kli he'osu kinafa, and if it's made somewhat like a real sieve over here, shemesanin bod, that's used normally for straining, so then dino kimishmeris. Then it's halacha of the kfifa mitzris is no longer kfifa mitzris, but then it's like a regular strainer. Because now that's its purpose over here, to be a strainer, to be a sieve. And then it would only be allowed for perfectly clear wine, perfectly clear water, which is totally drinkable the way it is. Only in that situation are you allowed to use a mishmeres, and this kfifa mitzvah, if it was made over here as a mishmeres, so then it has the halachic status of a mishmeres. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yizor shelo yagbia hakfifa mishule hakli tefach, mishum shinui. When one is straining with this kfifa mitzris, one should be careful not to lift it off the bottom of the container that you're pouring the stuff into through the kfifa mitzris more than a tefach, because then it would be the normal way that you do it. So here, do it with a shinoi, and that's the only way that it's allowed. The Mishmur explains the Sivkot Mem Tes with a shinoi. Shlo yek uvdin d'chol. As I pointed out before, the understanding over here is that it shouldn't be done the same way that you do it on a weekday. Uvdin d'chol is doing it like you would do it normally. The Mishmur continues, he says, ulafize, therefore, Mayim v'yayin slulim, the gambi mishmeres mutter v'chanal. As we've already explained, that clear water, clear wine is permissible even with a strainer. So as we pointed out before, at the end of Sif Yud Aleph, the same thing would apply over here. Mimele mutter l'agbia kfifa tevach v'yoser. Just like before we said that you didn't have to be concerned about making the cavity in the kerchief if it was dealing with perfectly clear wine or water, so too over here. You don't have to be concerned about not lifting up the kfifa mitzvahs more than a tefach. It would be permissible over here. And he says, Ayin, the bir halacha should be arnu. He says over there, the Chavetz Chaim wrote in the bir halacha, the harbe rishonim sovrim, that tam shetzorish lo yak kfifa gavoa tefach, hu mishum chashash ohel, the shiro betefach. But other rishonim bring down, it's not the same analogous case to the kerchief with the hole, the cavity that we were talking about, but it's because there's a concern of making an ohel over here, that the shear for the ohel would be a tefach. Therefore, this would make no difference whatsoever whether you're dealing with clear wine or water. You're still not allowed to do this because it's not a problem of straining over here. It's a problem of ohel. V'da, furthermore, you should know, the inyan asiyas ohel lo shayach b'zeh elo kishimachase b'akfifo kol halal hakli shetachteo. The only time that this is a concern over here that you're going to make an ohel is if you're covering up with the kfifa mitzvahs the entire space of the kli. But if you have partially, you're holding it on top of the kli, but it's not over the entire kli. And with the other hand, you pour in the liquid through this kfifa mitzvah. So it's not really covering up the entire area of the kli that you're pouring the stuff eventually into. Then that's not a problem of ohel. And then you can raise it up as much as you want. And he says, "V'gamu tama shulchan aruch d'sfiru le mishum shinoi." And even according to the first reason that we brought down, that it's because you want to make a shinoi over here, efshar d'gam zeh shinoi mikre. One could argue that if you're not holding it totally over the container that you're pouring the stuff through the kfifa mitzvahs into, and it's not all over that container, it's only partially over that container, that's enough of a shinoi. And this is especially true if it was clear liquid. Dein tzarach zeh shinoi klal l'tam rishon, and we have explained that you didn't even need a shinui at all, according to the first reasoning, and kamosha kasabnu, as we've already explained. Dishah footnote 48 brings down why it's not a concern of ohel if it's only over part of the kli, is because you're not mechaving over here. Ain't no miskaving la'ayel al kli. You have no intention of making an ohel over here. And since lo osa es mechitzas ha'kli, you didn't really make it over the entire kli, ain itzur lanicha elik shemal agabe kol chalal kli. You're only over an itzur over here if it's over the entire kli. With that, we conclude today's shir.